welcome to episode 13 of the Bob Culture Podcast. Straight out of Chicago, here he is, Rimshot Crash. You know him as your friend Carlo on Facebook, and you've seen him at NAMM and on the pages of Modern Drummer magazine. He is the founder and creator of Cooper Groove Drumsticks, the master Cooper Groover himself. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only, Carlo Cooper. Carlo, thanks for a few minutes, man. Thanks for calling in. How's everything, man?
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you. It's an honor and an opportunity to do this. I appreciate it. It's kind of cool because you've interviewed a few bands that have Cooper Groove artists in them.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
It's crazy. I was telling you before, I'm in this Asbury Park area where there's such a huge music scene. I'm talking to all these bands, and a lot of the drummers are using your sticks. So that's so cool. You're in Chicago. I'm out on the East Coast here, man. It's a phenomenon. It's awesome.
Yeah, I got to get out there. There's a pretty decent amount of guys that play my sticks out there. So it'd be cool to get out there and meet some people. Again, the bands that have been on just recently with Charles and the Mischief.
Yep.
And that's Will Tarver is playing the drums, and he's a Cooper Groove artist. And then you also had Metal Life Crisis.
Sure, yeah.
Kevin Dixon. Man, I'll tell you, nicest guys. That is the number – there's really two of the greatest things about what I do is, like, the people – like, you guys, I mean, you have no idea how much love I get from you guys and how much that motivates me to keep doing this, you know?
Absolutely, man.
And then how much the sticks help people. Those are the two things. Appreciate you guys.
They really do. I'll tell you a little bit about my experience with the sticks personally. But yeah, those are great bands too. Metal Life Crisis, got to give them a shout out. Charles Larita, I mean, I met them playing with them at a show with my band Vection, and they blew us away. They have a horn section. Will's a great drummer, and just really funny, cool guys. So if you come out here,
your podcast is awesome.
Oh, thanks. Oh, thanks, man. I'm honored. But if you come out here, man, you'll be signing autographs all day. I'll tell you that, and taking pictures of everybody. All right, so I did my homework. Carlo, you're a comedian, obviously a drummer, a performer. Now you've added businessman to your resume. How did this all start, man?
Well, I'm a middle child, so I guess a low self-esteem and the ability to perform kind of come in, man.
Okay.
But, so I've been playing the drums since I was about 16. I was never into sports and all that. I got a drum kit. And I just, I saw someone playing the drums right in front of me one day, and then I started playing the drums.
Nice.
And I just jammed with guys in high school and got into some bands, so I was doing that. And then I always played the drums, you know. I'm 47, I've been playing since I was, like I said, about 16. And then, so I was in a band for about 14 years. We just disbanded for Rimshot Crash about a year ago. We kept having babies. We had to stop playing between the three of us.
Yep.
We had seven kids. You know, we're all in our 40s.
Sure.
We were a rock trio called Miles of Empty. We did our own music, and I did all the booking and everything. So it's funny because I've been in and around business, but I really don't consider myself a businessman. Like, sometimes I wish I had more business skills. I really have people skills, and I'm great with customer service, and I am creative. I consider myself creative. So, but yeah, and then I what was it, 1997, was it? Yeah, in 1997, I went to Second City Improv Acting School in Chicago.
No way.
Tina Fey was my teacher.
No way. My wife is going to lose her mind right now that you said that. Go ahead, though.
Right before she got onto Saturday Night Live. Actually, I'm not married right now, but my wife and I met in her class. Yeah, it's pretty cool because if you go to school there, well, if you're on the main stage there, you're going to go somewhere. You're going to get into commercials. You're going to be writing. You're going to be acting. Everyone that was on the main stage that does the show there, which it's always good. The show is always good. They always go on to do something bigger and better. But yeah, Tina Fey was really cool. We were the first class and the last class she ever taught because she went on to become
a
writer.
Sure.
So yeah, it's cool. So,
that's awesome, man. Yeah, my wife is actually, we met, you know, I tried out for her band and now we're married, but she's got me watching, you know, we're watching 30 Rock, we're watching all the Tina Fey shows. So when you said Second City, that kind of rang a bell, man. So that's pretty cool. So did you do like improv and comedy and all that?
Yeah, I did improv. And then I went into regular acting, and I wasn't very good at like playing somebody else. I figured I'm having enough trouble just being myself, you know. So, But my wife at the time, we weren't married when we were going to school there. We were boyfriend and girlfriend, but she was very good at the acting. I was better at the comedy. I did very good with improv, but we started doing like on-screen acting and all that. And I just said, I want to do stand-up. So I started doing stand-up. I did that for about 8 years.
Nice. And, awesome.
Yeah, I did it outside, you know. I made some money doing it, but I never wanted it to take away from my family. I have three kids.
Sure.
But I performed at Gotham in New York. I can't remember the other I performed there. But I performed twice in New York, but mostly in and around Chicago.
Awesome, man. That's really cool. Man, a man of many talents. Like you were saying before, like, you know, you say you don't consider yourself a businessman. Like, obviously, you know, you're running a very awesome business, but, you know, I don't think we think of you as some, like, you know, businessman that's gonna, you know, like some guy who's ruthless. You know, like you said, you're very kind. You take care of everyone. And it's such a community, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Now, sure. you reached out to me on Facebook. You know, I'm a drummer, obviously. You asked me, you know, about the Cooper Groove sticks, and everything I had seen online about them was positive. And, you know, usually I'd be like, I don't know if I want to try something new, but everything I read about them was positive. So many positive comments that I had to try them. And I tried them. I bought them, brought them to work. I was teaching with them. The next day I picked up a different stick and I was like, huh, like I kind of missed the feel of the Cooper Groove drumsticks, man. So I was hooked immediately. But how did this concept come about? This design of stick, how did this all come about?
Well, I basically I came up with the idea about 15 years ago, believe it or not. I got tired of sanding my sticks. I was using a natural finish stick, which at first would give you a lot of grip, but then I got tired of sanding them and taping them. I never wanted to wear gloves. I just didn't want to lose that connection. So I was basically frustrated, you know.
Sure.
And so I started making scratches in the stick, and then I put them in a vise, and I started making cross cuts, and I just had never really pursued it, and then about almost 2 years ago, I said, I'm going to do this. And I everything just started clicking like it was meant to happen. I can't explain it, but I kind of can try to. Like, I got a patent pending. I just did it online. I redesigned the stick and came up with, you know, Cooper Groove. And then I put a picture of them up. I got packaging and everything. Everything just kept one, you know, A, B, C, D, just kept clicking. And I put a picture of them up in Cool Stuff for Drummers on Facebook. And I just said, increase grips, decrease sweat, stimulate pressure points. Because I knew that's what they did, because I was using them. And then, like, a week later, they started selling. It was just crazy, man.
That's awesome, man. And as a customer, someone who uses them, you know, exclusively, and the people I talk to, you know, Kevin from Metal Life Crisis, he's been using the same stick for 30-something years. He's been playing since the 70s. And he doesn't play those sticks anymore. He's a Cooper Groover now. You know, that just says something about the product itself.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, the one thing that had me go and do this was because you know, I'm like, I'm gonna do. I put it out on Facebook. I started getting the reviews back on the sticks, and I actually ended up leaving my job. I'm like, okay, I gotta do this. Like,
yeah, man.
My first review was from a gentleman who was. Playing the sticks, he had carpal tunnel. He was using gloves and grip sticks, like rubber grip sticks.
Right.
And he was dropping sticks. His hands were hurting. And he sent me this review. I've used your sticks with no gloves, no, you know, no grip, just your sticks for 3 hours in the studio. No cramps, no slips, no drops, you know. And I was like, wow, this is incredible.
So it's true.
I got another review. Yeah, it's crazy. So I got, you know, again, this is driven by the drummer's feedback. Then I got another review. From a drummer, he said he's from Brooklyn. He was one of the first guys to buy my sticks. He basically said, I have limited use of my left hand. That's how he said it. I practiced an hour on a pad, no slips, no drops, no pain, and I didn't have to use any gloves. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. Well, he sent me a second review, and this is what really made me want to do this. Is he said, I used your sticks for about 12 hours over the last, you know, week or 10 days on my kit. No cramps, no slips, no drops, no pain. He said, I had my two left fingers were severed and reattached from an accident at work.
Wow.
And he said, I gloves, tape, wax, everything. And he said this. He said, quote, your sticks made my hands feel like they did before the accident.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's because, you know, they stimulate your pressure points and they were waking his hands up. I had tears rolling out of each eye. I'm like, I got to do this.
Absolutely.
So I just took, you know, everything just kept clicking, and it gets to be more and more challenging. I mean, I turned in my 401k plan to pay for my patent and to, you know, keep my bills paid, but it's growing, and it's a total honor. And again, it's a community too. I love it.
It really is, man. And for me personally, like, you know, every once in a while, if we get a break in a song, you know, I'll do like the little flips or the twirls or anything. And I really don't drop them. And I like feeling the, you know, feeling the groove when I catch, you know, when I catch them and stuff like that. You know, like some, not to say I have like bad carpal tunnel or anything, but every once in a while I'll turn a doorknob or something and be like, oh, like that's not, you know, something's wrong. And I haven't had that issue personally in a while. Like, I guess since I've used Cooper Grooves, you know, I haven't really thought about it because I haven't really had an issue. So they work great and they feel great, man.
Oh yeah, they're kind of addictive. It's funny.
Yes.
So, well, the thing, I think there's about, I mean, I'm kind of trying to keep track. There's about 40 drummers that they eliminate pain from. I mean, that's incredible. Like drummers, one drummer, he was the first drummer to buy my sticks in Germany. Gentleman in his 50s, and he bought them, and he's like, my elbow was hurting me for 8 years. It doesn't hurt me anymore. And he's like, I want to help you. I want to promote your company. You know, he just has, you know, he's not in the industry, but. He sent a pair of sticks in to Drums and Percussion in Germany, and they published a piece on the sticks. I'm like, I didn't, you know, it's just incredible.
Whoa, already international, man. Look at you. That's great.
Yeah, but again, it's such a, you know, again, it's a business, but it's such a cool thing to do this. And you guys, I mean, the people that I've attracted, I mean, there's so many people like yourself. They're just great, down-to-earth people that love what they do, that... You know, they're just, you know, trying to be the best they can and just genuine, good-hearted people. And that's what I've attracted, which is blows my mind. And it's cool, you know?
It is. And speaking of what you were just saying, that community, that sense of community, like, obviously it's a business, but it's crazy, you know? Like I think I had mentioned to you earlier, I feel like, you know, especially around here, you know, we have so many bands in this Asbury Park area. I feel like drummers are so... well, as musicians, we all have egos. That goes without saying. But are so competitive, and just with this Cooper Groove community, the Cooper Groovers, everyone's so positive and so supportive. And I think that speaks to the product, and it speaks to what it brings out of people. They're happy with the product, and everyone's, you know, happy to promote it. You know, it's such like a positive vibe. It's not like any other product. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's. I think, you know, I mean. I've worked for Starbucks before. I worked for Trader Joe's for 8 years. I had a great job before I started doing this too. I mean, I had a great, I walked to work. I had free retirement and I had health insurance. I worked hard, you know, and I was with people all the time, and it's a great company. But I mean, doing this, it's like, it's so cool because I can make it what I want. And really, I kind of putting up the slogan, like, no drummer will be let down. Like, I think I sold about 3,000 pairs of sticks, and one guy wanted his money back, you know. And he said, I know you're going to do well, but he had two pairs, but he wanted his money back. So, you know, it's like no drummer will be let down. Like, people are tired of being ripped off, you know, and they're tired of being taken advantage of and treated like a number. It's like, you know, let's help each other out. Let's make sure everyone's 100% satisfied. And I've done that. That's the only thing in my life, if I were to move on out of this world right now, that I've been consistent at, is no drummer will be let down. Unless I have no idea that they're let down. They haven't told me. But I've really taken great care of everyone, treated them like family.
You have, and everyone I've spoken to has said the same thing. In fact, I listened to or I interviewed Metal Life Crisis, and they exactly said that Carlo's like family. You know, Carlo treats us like family. You know, that's crazy. I mean, that speaks to you. That speaks to the product. And what you were talking about, you're tired of people getting ripped off. Not to say I got ripped off, but I'd use some other sticks and I would buy certain ones because, like, you know, I kind of have like the bright green kryptonite drum kit, I call it, kind of like that kryptonite thing. I like the bright green. So they would have like the bright green dip, and I would play a show with them and they'd be broken, like, or three songs in, like, they'd be broken. I still have my original pair of Cooper Grooves. They're awesome. And it's hickory, right?
Yeah, they're a very high grade of hickory. You know, what distinguishes them from other sticks other than the grooves, which really they do like 10 different things. Sometimes when I list them, I feel like I'm an infomercial because I'm listing all these things that they do.
Hey, it's all good, man.
Yeah, I mean, but it's true. This is what the drummers tell me. I'm not sitting around just experiencing these things. I mean, this is feedback that I've gotten. But, you know, it's a high grade of hickory. It's a smaller drumstick company. I don't make the sticks. That's a whole other ball game. Like, I can't imagine if I had to do that and do everything else. So I outsource the sticks, and I have a machine that's custom built to to put the grooves in it. But they're very high grade hickory. They're straight handled. They have to be straight, or I can't groove them properly. You know, you can imagine a stick that's not perfectly rounded, or, you know, close to perfect. You know, the little cutter, when it comes down, it's going to make a deep groove, a shallow groove. I've had that happen with other sticks. So they're high quality hickory. They're weight sorted. They're tumbled in a tumbler, and you know, they're not mass produced, so they should be high quality. The sticks aren't cheap. They're $19.95, you know, for my naturals, and $21.95 for the dipped. And when I first launched my sticks, I didn't have the dip. I said $19.95. Man, did I get abused? Well, you're ripping people off, and you know, it's like,
they're worth it, you know, because, you know, I've been promoting Cooper Groove out here, and people are like, what, they're $19.95? And I said, you know what, I haven't broken a pair since, I haven't broken any pair that I got yet, but they've lasted me. I think I got my first pair maybe August, September. I still have them, which is crazy. I mean, I hit fairly hard, I would say, and I break sticks all the time, but I haven't broken any of the Cooper Grooves yet, so... it's crazy. Yeah, they're worth every penny. And just to plug even more here, because I'm all about the shameless promotion here on the Bob Culture Podcast, there's a money back guarantee.
Yeah, that's something that, you know what, like, if, and I did this, if you don't love them, because, and this is why I did this, because I saw the results. I'm like, if you don't love them, you know, you can keep them minus the whatever $3 to ship them, and you can have your money back. Because, you know, why should I keep your money? Should I just, you know, it makes no sense. It's ridiculous. Plus, drummers are there's so much camaraderie. Like, I ride a Harley, you know, I'm not obviously a biker, but I ride a Harley.
Nice.
And bikers are very, they're very like, hey man, they're very like, very, brotherly like, but man, drummers are even more so. It's, I've noticed that. So yeah, it's totally cool. I mean, I obviously can't say enough about it.
It's great, man. Now here's a question I've been dying to ask you.
You know what?
I've been dying to ask you this, man, ever since I first started talking to you. Cooper Grooves are awesome. You know, I'm a big fan of that show Shark Tank. I even saw someone in one of the comments on the Cooper Groover thing saying, "Hey, you gonna do Shark Tank, man? I gotta ask you." You know, obviously it's drummer specific, but. Any, you know, did that even cross your mind? You go see, talking to Mark Cuban or Robert. I think Robert might be the one you want to go with. He's usually into the music stuff. But you ever watch Shark Tank or think about that scenario?
Yeah, honestly, what happened about a year ago, there was a very wealthy man that's a friend of a friend. He saw my sticks and he saw, you know, and he's a musician. I think he plays the trumpet. His daughter plays the drums. I think she goes to Berkeley, I think.
Wow.
But, and he was tracking me through my friend, and he wanted to invest in my company. And at the time, I was like, okay, what am I going to do with this money? I didn't know what to do with it. I mean, you know, I was just, I don't want to take his money. And, you know, and then eventually what happened is he kind of changed his tune. He was going to get other investors, and it just didn't work out. So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to send an email to Shark Tank.
Nice.
And I emailed them. Yeah, I emailed them about it. Actually, it was about a year ago, exactly a year ago. And I'm like, they're going to call me. And I kind of forgot about it. I put it online that I applied, and they called me. And man, I tell you, my heart dropped into my socks. I'm like, I was so nervous.
They would love you, Carlo. They would love you, man.
I know. So they said, you know, they'd ask me questions. They go, we really like your story. We like your passion. So send us a video. And they get so many applications. I mean, hundreds and hundreds. So I sent them a video a year ago, May. And they're like, don't call us, we'll call you, just send us the video. So I haven't heard anything back, but they did call me. So, I mean,
dude,
I'd be so nervous to go on that show.
Yeah, no, hey, man, I would be, you know, I'm, like I tell everyone, I'm, you know, I'm getting the feel of this podcast thing, I'm, but, like, being behind my drum sets where I'm, like, the most comfortable, but I couldn't be up there talking to Mark Cuban and all them, you know, but you could do it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would prepare for it. I'll tell you, the reason I would do it, I mean, here's the thing. I'm 47. Like, money's great, you know, I mean, but I'm just happy if I could just pay my bills and do what I love. I mean, really.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, the main reason I would want to go on there, really, I mean, and maybe I'm speaking ahead of myself, but I really think these grooves are going to, you know, they could change drumming. I mean, they can prolong your hands. I mean, you know, they decrease shock, you know, decrease cramps, eliminate pain. I mean, a young drummer that gets these in their hands, I honestly feel, and it's pretty much, I could be probably proven at some point, that they're going to prolong the life of their hands because they're not holding onto a hard, flat surface. You know, their hand, their pressure points are being stimulated. So going on there, I think that would really get the word out and people could see and maybe have some of the drummers come on there that don't have pain anymore. I mean, if you had a product that eliminated pain for people that are trying to just do what they love, I mean, that's incredible. That needs to get out there. It's not about me. You know, it was at first. Like, yeah, man, I invented these sticks.
Yeah.
And after a while, man, my feet are planted firmly on the ground. I mean, and I am humbled and honored all the time. And all the feedback you guys give me, that's what keeps me going. Honestly, I mean, that's what keeps me going. Because it's very challenging doing this.
Dude, yeah. You know? And it's awesome. It's just like you said, like, you're no cutthroat businessman. You're like, hey, Rob, you know, here's my number. If you need anything, you know, you such a great sense of community. You know, we can talk to the CEO here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you guys can message, call. I mean, it was funny when I first started doing that, I started friending all these drummers. And for some reason, my mom, she's on Facebook. She's like, why are you becoming friends with all these drummers? I'm like, it didn't sound like I was dealing drugs or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, because I want to help them. And I mean, any drummer, I mean, I say friend me, that you could message me. And here's something funny too, Rob, is I remember when I started, you know, you have your business page on Facebook and your personal page. And one of my relatives is like, don't mix those, you know, don't, you know, I'm like, no, I want to be friends with these people. I want them to see that I'm a real person. I truly care about them. I want them to see my comments, how I treat people. I mean, I have nothing to hide. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mind. It's a pleasure. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, it worked out. And I was just thinking about this while you're talking. Of all the drumstick makers up till now in the history of drumsticks, you may be the smartest because you made the best drumsticks, you know?
Thanks. I mean,
yeah.
I think drumsticks have been around for about 200 years.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, 100 years. I mean, and really, nothing's been done to them. In 1957, Joe Caluto, I think I pronounced his last name correctly, from Regal Tip, you know, he put a nylon tip on there. So, you know, that was a solution, you know, but your solution becomes your problem because the nylon tip would crack and, you know, and it wasn't like the drumstick was reinvented. I really feel like I reinvented the drumstick. I mean, you know, for whatever that's a word. And it's long after I'm gone, man, I hope people are like grooving and they're taking care of their hands. You know, I mean, I think it's so important. You know, it's helping people so much.
Hey, we thank you for it, man. Absolutely. And I just wanted to ask you, man, I mean, so many great stories. Obviously, we talk about this Cooper Groover community, but I see so many great stories. Obviously, right now, you have a dollar in each pair of sticks sold going to drug resistance using music. I mean, that's just, you know, you don't have to do that, but that's for a great, great cause. You know, get the kids off the street, you know, play music, you know, that's awesome, man. And then I saw a video of this little blind boy in Mexico using Cooper Grooves. And there's a nice little story that goes with that. He was doing awesome. He had the Cooper Grooves, and he was very happy to have a signed pair by you, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was really awesome to do that. Like, you know, I really don't do any of this stuff, you know, to try to, you know, inflate the company or look. I mean, really, you know, something like drug resistance using music, you know, that's Darby Shelton. I mean, you know, what a great thing to align with. I mean, you know, nowadays drugs are more serious because there's different ways you can do them. You know, back in the day, it was a needle. You know, now you can do all these smoke and whatever. You know, so kids, it's easier for kids to get into them, and it's bad, man. So he goes into the schools, and he plays the drums. He'll play like three songs that have something to do with drugs, and then he talks to the kids about the dangers of drugs. I'm like, man, I am totally for that. I remember, you know, a police officer coming to my grammar school and saying, hey, you know, here's the different drugs and what they do, and seeing movies. I mean, that does help. If you're not aware of what something can do to you, I mean, you're kind of helpless. And, you know, so yeah, that, and then the 10-year-old boy was, I mean, one of the drummers that he also was, he used to have to soak his hands in ice after he played the drums.
Wow.
And he started playing my sticks. He's like, I want to help you. So he got some sticks. He said, can you get some sticks to this young man? And I did. And I signed him a note, and his dad read him the note. You know, the little boy is blind. And I mean, that just, you know, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, we need stories like that to keep us real, man. Because life can be, you know, we just go through the motions. Something like that to make you really feel like, hey, we do have a heart. You know, we're not just these machines that keep going. It was amazing. Yeah. An honor.
That's absolutely awesome. And we saw the video of him playing, and he was killing it, man. So with the Cooper Groves, that's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
Like I said, I think he plays the piano too. Yeah, amazing. You know, it's an amazing story.
Really, really, really cool. So recently, you were over at NAMM. Now I've never been there, man. What was that like?
Oh my God, it's crazy. It's like it's very intense. It's 4 days. It's like I think it's 9 or 10 to like 6 at night. And then on the last day, Sunday, it goes till 5. I mean, it's every instrument company in the world that you can imagine. Every instrument, violins, drums, guitar, saxophone, I mean, keyboard, everything. And they're all in this giant hall. And it's just, you know, it's very loud. It's very exciting. People everywhere. Famous people are walking around. It's pretty awesome.
Cool.
I saw Stevie Wonder.
What? No way, man.
Yeah, he had like 30 or 40 people following him around.
Man, you should give him a pair of Cooper Grooves. He would have loved those.
Yeah. I, you know, went by my booth. Yeah, and then I got my picture taken with Stephen Perkins, the drummer for Jane's Addiction. And,
wow.
And yeah, you know, it's really cool. So basically, I had a booth there. I did something else. I mean, I come up with these great ideas, and they end up to be a lot of work, but they're a total pleasure. I came up with a Drum Gear Alliance. So small companies like myself, you know, non-competing companies, we can share exhibit space and go to these big shows, because those shows are so expensive. I mean, the booths are $4,000, $6,000, $10,000. You know, they're expensive just for the booth. No carpeting, no chairs, no electricity to plug into.
Wow.
That's all extra. So I formed this Drum Gear Alliance, and I went there with Sledge Pad, which is the bass drum dampener, kick strap, which is you can strap to your throne, your pedal, your bass pedal, and your hi-hat stand. So they don't slip away. You can play on a flat surface.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, that's really smart. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. You know, you can keep it in your stick bag. And then Jamtech, he makes a lot of great products with little practice pads and drums, lighted drumstick holders. And then we also had Queen City Drums. You know, Tim Guilfoyle, he makes his own drums out of Ohio. But so basically, you know, each company saved about $3,000. And they were able to exhibit at NAMM. I mean, it was a win-win situation.
Smart. So, smart move by you, man.
Thanks. I mean, it was really cool. I organized the whole thing and ordered the banners, and we handed out, you know, promotional bags. It was great. It was really cool. But it's a crazy thing to go to. It's very intense. The dealers come around and, you know, to buy your product, or, you know, artists come around. You know, you see, you know, Nico McBrain is there all the time. And,
that's so cool, you know, man.
Like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'll definitely get a pass sometime if you ever want to go. I'll get you a pass.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, for sure.
That'd be really cool. Hey, and I'll tell you what, man. I'll be wearing my Cooper Groove work shirt. Let me tell you, man, how many compliments I get on that shirt when I go to work. Where'd you get that shirt? And these are some of the other drummers that I teach with. My drum teacher, Joe Novolo. I got to get him using Cooper Grooves. I'll talk to you about that later. But where'd you get that
shirt? I'm going to get you that package. I'm going to get you a banner and some sticks and some shirts.
Oh,
for sure, man.
Dude, hey, man, I'll have them at every show, man. You don't even worry about it. I got you, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, the shirt, one of the drummers, James Barron, he was one of the first ones to buy my sticks. He's another gentleman whose hand, he had pain in his hand. He's an ultrasound technician, so he holds that wand all day.
Well, yeah,
so
that's important. Yeah.
I help in his hands, so... he had the idea, and then I got the patches. I had them sewed on, and yeah, they've been pretty cool. They're really nice. It's cool. You know, you got to have the gear, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. You should see my microphone over here. I got Cooper Groove stickers and like the little I got your signature right here, man. Next to the Bob Culture logo, man. It's looking good over here. I'm telling you, we got to get you out here, Carlo, man. We'll go to the beach or something.
Yeah.
With all the drummers.
Out there, I got Barron in Texas. Those are the two areas that I've got a lot of drummers.
That's a, hey, so, man. We'll keep it going. So real quick, you went from the regular Cooper Groove sticks, which are my favorite, the wood ones. We have the two dips. We have the black dip and the red dip. I'm just wondering any other now. There's a new T-shirt I saw, which looks. I love the logo, man. It looks awesome. Any other new merch coming out? I mean, you're doing awesome, but I have to ask, man, when's the, I need the nuclear, Nuclear. That's right. Green tip ones, man, to match my drum set. But we'll talk about that later. But any other colors or any other new stuff coming out, man? Or
well, right now, you know, doing this all on my own. Some days I'm like, what do I do all day? And others I'm like, how did I do all this?
Yeah,
like, I created a monster, you know. But yeah, I've got a fourth generation of sticks coming out. My first generation was from a supplier out on the East Coast. My second, third, and now my fourth generation are from a local supplier here, which is great. He's like 20 minutes away. But I'm going to have the sizes printed on the sticks. I've never done that before. So.
Oh, cool. Sure.
Not like that's a true, but then it's also a calico wood, which is, you can see the wood grain, the tones, they're beautiful sticks.
Wow.
So those are coming up. And then I've got my marching stick line coming out. And, you know, I have a lot of ideas for future products. I have a double groove. I got to get you a pair of double grooves.
That's awesome, man. That sounds really cool.
Those were kind of a mistake. I had them in the machine because there's 20 grooves. And the stick turned, the wheel turned when I wasn't looking. And I looked back after I grooved it, and it grooved 40 grooves in the stick. So
that's crazy.
So yeah, you get like extreme grip. They're like extreme grip. And I could dip them too. Yeah, the dip is a water-based latex by Stick Stuff. And I basically water it down a little bit more because I don't want the grip to be too aggressive. Plus my little grooving bit needs to go through it. And I figure, you know, the grooves give you a lot of grip. This just gives you extra. So those have been so popular. I like the naturals myself, but the black and the red are very popular. They're even more grip. So they're an improvement for people. A lot of people like them more. So
I guess it makes sense, now that I think about it, the black and the red, kind of with the logo and the whole steez of the Cooper grooves, that makes sense. But they're really awesome, man. And thanks for making such a great product, and thanks for helping all these drummers out. Like I said, I see it here, man, firsthand with all these bands, because I love having bands on the podcast. We love talking to other bands at the shows. And more I'm seeing the Cooper grooves, man. So we got to get you out here sometime, definitely.
Yeah, I will definitely be out there. I'll tell you real quick what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to do a Cooper Groover compilation album. So what I want to do is have maybe 10 or 12 of the bands, you know, that have the drummers that are Cooper Groove artists, or even if they just play the sticks, and put one song from each of their bands on this CD. And then, you know, have the bands chip in just a small amount. I'll get 1,000 CDs made. I'll pay for like the mastering and if there's any other like shipping or artwork charges, and then get each of the bands like 75 copies or more. And each band, you know, each drummer will have a disc with, you know, 10, 11 of other bands that play, you know, Cooper grooves. I figured it'd be cool as a community project. And so everyone can help promote each other. And on the back, it could have all the information for all the different bands.
Brilliant, man. That's awesome. In fact, when I saw you post something about that, we're kind of at that point where, like, we're just about to master a full length. And yeah. I'm telling Kate, who's doing the audio engineering, my wife, who's our front lady guitar player and our audio engineer, I'm saying, hey, we got to get these songs done because we got to pick out a song to send to Carlo. So, you know, a little kick in the butt there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good motivation. Yeah, and also I'll probably do a volume 2. You know, being such a young company, I mean, man, I if I had the budget, honestly, I would love to just do it as a contribution to everybody.
No.
You know, but I think if everyone puts in a little bit of scratch, because they're going to get, you know, they'll get a bunch of discs mailed to them. You know, it'll all be put together. Actually, Charles Larita, he might end up doing the artwork on it.
Nice.
You know, so we'll see. But yeah, you know, I figured it's, you know, again, it's one of those ideas that it'll be extra work, but I want to do it. I want to do it for the bands. I think I would love to be able to put bands on tour, like Cooper Groove Tour. I mean,
that's
a dream. Yeah, I would love to do that. I mean, honestly, I'm the more, you know, I get so much love from people. I just want to give it back. I want to help as many people as I can. Really, that's the main thing, really.
That's awesome to hear you say that, man. I want to be a part of that Cooper Groove Tour. We got Charles and his band out here too. So we'll
be. You guys, I got to hear your band too. But man, these bands are great. I mean, seriously. I mean, I've taken a few songwriting, you know, classes before, and I helped write some lyrics with my band. I mean, I don't sing, but I've, you know, you can tell what you like and what's catchy, and you know what I mean. But I mean, there's some great bands that, and I'd love to get these bands out there. I mean, there's East Coast Turnaround, that's Tim Penska, and then again, Charles LaReed and the Mischief, you got Metal Life Crisis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Parks brothers, Brandon Parks, he and his brother, they're great, very talented, very charismatic guys. Jason Piles, We Control the Weather, he's a drummer, then he started singing. I'm like, dude, I hate you. You have such a great voice. Yeah. Like, you got this, like, really unique voice, like, not, you know... Like, it's very distinct. And I'm like, man, I would love to be able to sing. I would love to be able to sing.
It can be done. Huh? I wish I could sing, man. I've been trying, but I'll stick to my day job.
Yeah, I'm sure I could sing, but there'd be a bunch of howling dogs in the neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly, man. All right, Carlo. Yeah. Well, real quick, everyone, you know, where are we going to find you on social media? Obviously, it's Cooper Groove, coopergroove.com. Where else are we going to find you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Cooper Groover, and then I do a little Twitter, too, at Cooper Groover, but it's coopergroove.com, and then Cooper Groovers on Facebook that's, you know, community. Then I have Cooper Groove Artists, too, so, you know, I'll tell drummers, you know, get a pair of sticks if you love them and you want to be part of the, you know, the brand and help, you know, and be an artist. There's no contracts. I put you in the group that's 30% off. I mean, it's really... You know, I'm not going to say you have to promote something. Come on, man. And I'm not going to pay people off. I don't have that money yet to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just, come on. If you really love something, you know, you're gonna talk about it. I don't put down other brands. Nobody really, you know, has anything like my product. I've searched and searched. There's nothing like it that does what it does. There's plenty of space in the market for everybody. So, yeah. But, yeah, coopergroove.com is where you can go, you know, get my sticks direct.
And there's that money back guarantee. And Carlo, I can tell everyone from firsthand experience, Carlo will take great care of you. If you need anything, he's there, man. Carlo, thanks so much for checking in from Chicago. What's the music scene like out there? I'm just curious. What's the music scene like out there?
It's pretty decent. Actually, sadly, though, the Double Door closed. It's this really cool venue down at Wicker Park. And I've played there a bunch of times. It's amazing sound system. I forgot how many people it holds, maybe 800 or maybe 1,000. But what wow. A great venue. The Stones played there, Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, you name it. Actually saw Marcy Playground there. They're one of my favorites, believe it or not.
Sure.
Yeah, I love every song of theirs. But, yeah, the Chicago music scene is pretty cool. You know, it's always tough. It's probably good if you mix a few covers into your set so people, you know, can catch on to those. But it's a pretty cool scene. There's some great venues. The Metro is awesome. Local bands and big bands. I saw Gary Numan play there, and I've seen, you know, like The Offspring, and there's so many different Jane's Addiction.
Nice. That's awesome. We just saw Offspring out here. I'm telling you, man, Asbury Park over Stone Pony, man, they got some cool outdoor summer stage stuff. You know, you can walk on the boardwalk, you know, and play mini golf and listen to the Offspring or, you know, whoever's in town, man.
I definitely got to make it out there, man. Honestly, there's so many people that I'd like to visit. I will get out there probably this year, man. I see myself. I don't know how long of a ride it is, but it'd be cool to ride my motorcycle out there.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. You would love it. Going down on Ocean. I'm right over on Ocean Avenue in Belmar here. Ocean Avenue is like the big one, obviously, on the ocean. But, you would have a ball. It's beautiful out here, man. Cool. But I'm telling you, man, you'd be signing everyone's autographs all day and taking pictures of
them. Yeah, man, when people, you know, ask me to sign the sticks, I mean, that's just so cool. I've had people put them in display cases. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, really, I hope this continues long after I'm gone. I hope it just keeps going because it's helping so many people, you know.
Like I said, man, you are the one and only grandmaster sensei of Cooper Groove, man. So you're the one.
Thank you. Yeah. Honestly, right back at you. We're a mirror of one another, you know, really.
Yeah. But awesome, man. Carlo, thanks so much for a little bit of your time, man. I know you're a busy man. Thanks for calling in from Chicago. It means a lot. And, dude, thanks for making some awesome sticks. I mean, it's a game changer for me personally. No pain. I'm not dropping sticks. And I do some stupid stuff with sticks. I think you saw me balancing them on my head. Who knows why?
Yeah.
But, dude, thank you so much, man. And on behalf of me and all the drummers out here, you know, thanks for making awesome sticks. And everyone check them out. Please support Carlo at coopergroove.com. And Carlo, thanks for a couple minutes, man. Good talking to you, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for everything you do, man. It's really awesome what you do. And I hope I get to meet you in person sometime. I can tell you're a great guy. You got a big heart and you got a lot of cool things going on. So I appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate it. Back at you, man. Thank you, sir. And maybe I will see you in person one day. And we'll go do like a double drum solo or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
All right, rock and roll. All right, we're out. Peace.
Peace. Keep the groove.
Keep the groove.